We're holding Daf Samech. Just the last Gemara was, we had a stira with a tabas, where an Isha walks out with a tabas that has a signet on it, is the our Mishnah says she's chayiv chatis. So mashma, it's not called a tachshit, and it's therefore it's called a masli, and she's chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos. So we had a stira, the Braisa says though, that it's mekabel tumah, that this is called a tachshit for an Isha, that's mekabel tumah. So you see, even though the ring has a chesim on it, still it's called a tachshit. So Gemara answered, Horab Nechem, Yehor Rabbonin. In the Tanya, he shall matchis, if the ikar of the ring is made out of metal, for chesomo shall almug, and the chesim, the signet, is made out of wood, is tmeya. Even though the wood is not makabotoma, but the ikar is the ring, the metal, therefore you go both to the ikar. He shall agmug, if the ikar is made out of wood, the chesomo shall matchis, and the chesim is made out of metal, it's Torah. So you see, you go boss of the Iker. So hereby Shabbos also. So at the Tanakama, a ring is Mekabel Tumah, because it's called a Tachshit, because the Iker is the ring itself. So Nechnami, if she would walk out with it on Shabbos, she would not be Chayiv Chatis. But our Mishnah that says she's Chayiv Chatis goes according to Reb Nechemiah. Reb Nechemiah says it's Mitami. Reb Nechemiah says no, it's Tami. Reb Nechemiah says B'tabas Holachacha Chosomai. The Iker of the ring is the Chosom. Therefore here, since the chosim is made out of metal, it's makabel tumah. So by us also, by Hilchos Shabbos, since the ikar of the ring is the chosim, and for an isha it's not called the tachshit, therefore it should be chayiv chatis if she walks out with it. He also says, Mechemiah bo'il ho'characha samloinov. Bo'il means the yoke of the behemoth. The ikar is the two pegs that keep together. Be'kolev ho'lachacha mismaroisov. The Kailov, Rashi said, that means type of hangers, that the chenveni, the storekeeper, hangs his things outside to show off his merchandise. So the ikar is the nails. If that's metal, it's makabel tumah. Besulam, by a ladder, holachachar shlivoisav. You go with the planks on the ladder. If it's made out of metal, it's makabel tumah. Be arasei, holachachar shal shlivoisav. The arasei, so Rashi, that's was named the weights. So the ikar of the weight is the chain that you hang it with. The chachamim maimrim though, no, hakoil holach achra maimid. The ikar is the maimid. You go above, so what's holding up everything? If that's made out of metal, it's makabel tumah. If it's not, it's not makabel tumah. But go upon him, this is the terrace to the steer and the braiser. If an isha goes out with a ring that has a chesim, she chayiv chatis, because the ikar is the chesim, and it's not called a tachshit. And this braiser says it is called a tachshit, holds like a tanakama, the ikar is the ring. Rav Amar Letzdodim Ketoni. Our Braisa said Letzdodim. Yeshele Chosim. If it has a Chosim on it, if it has a signet, is Tachshit Ish. Then it's called a Tachshit Ish. That's why it's Mekabel Tumah, because it's called a Kli for Ish. Eino Le Chosim. If it doesn't have a Chosim, Tachshit Ish. Ben Echnami for Shabbos, if an Isha goes out with a Kli, with a ring that has a Chosim on it, should be Chayiv Chatis, because it's not called a Tachshit for an Isha, it's only called a Tachshit for the man. Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchok Amar, Tumah Shabbos Keromis. What's the whole steve to start off with? Yesk Nakasha on Hilchos Shabbos, Tilchos Tumah. The word, since our Mishnah says, if an Isha walks out with the ring that has a chosim, she's Chayiv Chatis, so you see, it's not called a Tachshit, it should not be called a Kli. So therefore, it's a Kasha, why is it Makabel Tumah? It's not called a Kli. The Teretz says, Hilchos Tumah has its own halacha. And Tuma Kli Maisa, Rachmona Torah says it has to be a Kli Maisa. Oh, Kliu, and it's called a Kli Maisa. You could do things with this Kli. You could sign your name with it. That's the way we used to sign then. Shabbos, though, Mishra Masli. By Shabbos, the question carrying out this ring is called a Masli. Now, what's the heter? That if it's a Tachshit, it's bought to the goof. But an Isha does not wear a ring with a signet for a Tachshit. Is Mishum Masyam Rachmona. Ain't Ole Chosim. If the ring does not have a Chosim on it, then Tachshit. It has a shame Tachshit, then she's mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. It's like a bottle to the goof. Yesh Ole Chosim, but if it has a Chosim on it, then we say it's Ksirud Amasli, and therefore she's Chayiv Chatis. Ve'en Achanami, if Hilchos Tumah, both of these are called the Keli, and therefore they're Mekabel Tumah. Right, the Mishnah says, V'loi B'machut, She'ena Nekuva. Anisha cannot go out with Shabbos with a pin, with a needle that does not have a hole in it. So the diak is that midirais it's mutter, it's only yosu midirabonin. For the Gemara lomai chazia. Why is it mutter midiraisa? What can she use? What tarshit is it to walk out with a pin that doesn't have a hole in it? Omalai abaya. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Hail the Yisha Ageris Bosara. Anisha uses it to keep a hair in place. So since she's using it for tashmish of her body, that's like both to the goof, that's also heter to walk out with it. It should be like a type of a girdle, like something Isha wears around her to hold up the stockings, which is tahor. And she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because the pshat is, since it's made litznius to hold up, we're not afraid she'll take it off and show somebody. So here also, if the pin is made to hold the hair in place, we should not be afraid she'll take it off on Shabbos to show a friend, because it's litznius. Elo tirgmo rav ado narshoi kai med rab yosef hil vi isha cholekes bosara, that the purpose of this needle is not to hold the hair in place, but like to part the hair. When she makes hair, she likes to part it, so she uses this needle to part it. But you can't part your hair on Shabbos. You can't like make your hair on Shabbos. So what purpose of a kli does it have on Shabbos? On my rova, tach shalzov yeshlo. There it says, this needle, even though it's used to part the hair, but it also has a shem tachshit on it. It has a piece of gold on it. Al roisha on the top of it. In the middle of the week, chalek is bosara. She uses it to separate her hair. B'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, menichto keneged padachta. On Shabbos, she doesn't use it to set her hair, but she uses it rather to let it stick out on her forehead as a piece of jewelry, that the gold is sticking out. Therefore, on Shabbos, midiraisa, it's mutter for to wear it, because it's called a tachshit, but midirabonah, the Mishnah says, she cannot go out, because we're afraid she'll take it off and show somebody on Shabbos. Rashi says, Lamai chazet Rashi, letachshit etoni enichayev eschatis. Is what can Isha do with this needle? It's mashmir, it's that there's no Isha deraisa, so it has to be some tashmish for her. Ageras bosara, hayyitse chusle kishura, the hair that stick out. For the Gemara bazoi, let it be like a virus. That she used. Rashi says, "V'hi kemin atzada shoyzim l'shuker to make for thighs mi'abot to shuker to keep up the stockings l'hotkin shleyiplo raglav." She has a strap around the thigh to keep up the stockings. Is tahira the lap tashiti? It's not makabotum. It's not called a kli. El tashmish l'abot to shuker. The real purpose of it is to keep the stockings up. It's a tashmish to the person. V'evi ketavas hakelim. The Armenian Torah is preparing liyel v'yaitzim bo, but she can walk out with it. She tzoruch l'imbot to shuker. Because she needs it for her stockings. For the heavy mass of yates and chivon tznius sohi, without this to keep up the stockings is an inyan of tznius. Leishal for we're not afraid she'll take it off. Umach for to show somebody. For high machid nami the same thing with this needle. Litznius the sar bishervam. Why is she keeping this needle there to hold the hair in place? Because sar is called an erva by nishim. She won't show us. She won't take it off to show her, to show somebody bishusabavim, because she doesn't want the hair to become uncovered. The kasher is, if the purpose of this needle is to keep the hair in place, so it should be mutter to wear it, because it's not called the masri, because it's called the tashmish of the odom. And we should not be afraid that she'll take it off, because it's a sneeze. She won't take it off, because she's a rabbin. And lamai, the pshat from this needle is cholekis. It's rashi lakan lakan, it separates the hair, the emtsa roisha, shakur, and gyusa blas. Over Shabbos, lamai chazif, red gemara, be Shabbos, and a cholekis is sarum. On Shabbos, the Isha doesn't make a hair. And she was afraid she'll pull out the hair, or else tam, this the ninja of kliyas, of making your hair, of like braiding the hair, which you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, to braid the hair. So on Shabbos, she doesn't use it for this purpose, so why would she be going out with it? The teretz is tashel zog yesh la roisha. It has a piece of gold on it for echad. The asheni ukit seven. The second part has a pin to it. The choel in the middle. The witei cholek esara. She separates the hair with it. Bukits uvi Shabbos and on Shabbos, toich vayis ukits b'shivcha. On Shabbos she sticks the needle into like the kerchief. The atasha roisha asheni munach apadachta. And the golden piece, that's the ornament, that's the tachshit, sticks out on her forehead, so she goes out with that on Shabbos to be able to wear it for jewelry. So that's why it's awesome, the Rabbon, and maybe she'll take it off. So really, the place speaks out that once we're saying it's a piece of jewelry, like, it's not legeya that she could separate a hair with it anymore. The ikar is that it's a piece of jewelry. But he says that's the emes, that this jewelry, it has two points to it. That it has a pointy part that you can use to separate your hair, and the other part is to make yourself look nice as a piece of jewelry. Zokta Mishnah. Lo yeitzeyo ish besandal ha-mesumer. On Shabbos, a man cannot walk out with shoes that has like pikes, has like nails sticking out of them. Strashi sandal ha-mesumer shall eight. It was a wooden shoe. Who? The toichvim mismoris, and has a lot of nails inside it. Lamala lechazek atachtem, to make it strong. Imelion, to make the top and bottom part strong. The gemara forash my time agozube. What's the issa to walk out with shoes that has nails sticking out, like points coming out of the shoe? Vaita v'loi biyochit, you can't walk out just with one shoe on Shabbos. Bizman shein baraglov maka. If you don't have a maka, if you don't have a maka on one foot, like one foot has a wound, then it'll be mutter to wear one shoe. But if you don't have a wound, you're not allowed to walk out with one shoe on Shabbos. Because the gzera will be choshed, maybe you're carrying the other shoe. Shrashi v'loi biyochit, v'loi b'san v'yochit, bizman shein baraglov maka, b'shas b'sham v'forish. That the other shoe you're holding underneath your arm. The Loshin Rabbi said, another Pshat Rashi says, is Dilma Mechachile, people laugh at you. Vishokan, you take off the one shoe you're wearing. Tilishalafle, Umamtile, Biyode, and you walk with it in your hands. Vishikha Shabbos, and you forget today is Shabbos. Oh, me, O Bizman, Shiesh Paragle Maka, but if you have a wound on one leg, shari, then it's muta. The Gemara boi, b'haymenei yoivlei. In which foot do you put the shoe? Do you put the shoe on the foot that you have the wound, or do you put the shoe on the other foot? But akopon, if you have a wound, then it's a shkir to go out with one shoe. Then we're not afraid that people think either you're carrying the other shoe, or else people won't start laughing at you, and we're not afraid you'll take off the shoe and carry it. But if you don't have a market, it's also to walk out on Shabbos, go out with Shabbos wearing only one shoe. So the Mishnah v'lei b'tfilin, a man can wear tefillin on Shabbos. V'lei b'kemeya, and not a kemeya, an amulet, that's like a charm, that's for a refuah, to keep you, if you get sick, you wear this kemeya, it makes you, it gives you refuah. Bizman sheinu min ha-mumcha, if it wasn't checked out 3 times, it didn't heal you. But if it healed you 3 times, that's called like a tachshit, and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. V'lei b'shiriyon, v'lei b'kasta, the type of a shield that you wear when you go out to fight in the army. V'lei b'megfayim, we'll see in the Gemara, it's also a type of a shield that he wears for Muhammad. The Yom Yotza, but if he walks out wearing these shields on Shabbos, Eino Chayiv Chattis. He's not Chayiv Chattis. The Heis Medirais say it's called like a Malbish. Why is it Rashi? Shiryu and Kastu Mekfayim Aforish B'Gemara. The Gemara will explain. Eino Chayiv Chattis, Tekula Min Malbushim Ninu. They're all type of clothing. Since in the middle of the weekday you wear this when you go to fight, therefore on Shabbos it's still called the beged, and there's no issur d'oraisa to wear it out. Mashmas only yosim mid rabbi. Here's up to Gemara. Sandal hamesumer my timer. What's the time the rabbanan said that you can't go out with a shoe that has nails on it? So the Gemara Omar Shmuel shalefi hagzeiro hoyu. It was a time when the government, the Romans, Mr. made a gzera to ask the Yidden from doing mitzvahs. Shrashi shlofnei agzera hoyu, b'nei yodem ani shmotim b'nei agzera hoyu. People used to run away from the gzera, k'dei to mekayim the mitzvahs. V'yonechboyim b'mor, they used to hide themselves in a cave. V'yomru, they would say, ha'nichnas yikonis, whoever comes in, let them come in. Because the pshat is, when you come in, you'll look around and make sure no enemies are looking, so you'll get in safe, and nobody will know where you are. But when you leave the hiding place, nobody should go out. Because they're afraid when you go out, the goyim will see you, and they'll know where we're hiding. First they'll look around, make sure, nobody sees you, so they'll let you come in. Maybe there are enemies outside, and you don't know when you come out that they're watching you. For Yeru, they'll see you. For Yavinu, they'll understand that we are here. So that was the Maisa. They were hiding in the caves. The Maisa was Ne'apach Sandoloi Shalechud. One of the people had his sandals turned around opposite way. Is when he came in, Kisvurim Haim Echad Mehem Yotze. They thought that one person went out, because the shoe steps in the ground looked as if they're going outwards. Veru Oyevim. And they're afraid that the Oyevim, the enemy, saw this person leave. The Yachshav Boyin Aleim. And now the enemy is going to come inside the cave and kill us all out. Is Dochu Zeb, is everybody panicked inside and started to push one another. For Hogu Zeb Zeb, and all the Eden inside killed one another. Yoyse more Mimash Orgu Behem Oyevim. More than the enemies killed them, they killed themselves. This was the Maisa that happened. Because the Yidin were wearing this sandal, this type of shoe that had pegs inside of nails sticking out, so they were pushing one against the other, the pegs killed the other ones. such Rashi, Neapach Sandoli, Sheishlo Shtei Peyos, a sandal has two corners to it, V'yochel Anoyel Mi Beistodin, we can tie it on both sides. Avo Nikar Miulifnim Miulyocher, it's Nikar though, which side is the front, like one side is the pointy, one side is the round. Hukishanoyeloi, when you tied it, Zehopach, one person turned around the shoes the other way. Niros, that looks on the ground, Hanichnas, the one that came in, is Kiluhu Yates, as if he went outside. The Nikar Mokoyma Bekarka, and it was Nikar his place in the Karka, so the people inside thought that one of them left. So they got panicked. For Horguze, as there's a Krashi, Bidchikosim, they were pushing. Shoyusandalei Musumorum, because their sandals had these nails sticking out of them. Kain Oysum, Shoyusim Laragli Asusim, the same type of sandals, shoes you make for a sus. Rosheim Ovim, that the head of it is very thick. Here also it had nails sticking out of the shoes. So Gemara Beloy Ben Elozer Oimer, Bemoro Hayu Yoshim. The mice was a little bit different. They were sitting in the caves. They were afraid of the goyim. Vishomu Keil Meyagabi Amor, and they heard a noise, a voice from top of the mor. So Toys learns Latim. The mice was Keil Shal Sandal Hamasumer, that they heard the goyim trampling with their sandalum that had the nails inside it. Kisvurim Hayu Shabu Aleim Oivim. They thought that the goyim found out where they are and they're coming in. Dochu Zeh Bezev Horgu Zeh Zeh. And they pushed one another and panicked and they killed one another. More than what the Oivim killed them. Romi by Yecheskel Oimer, the Beis HaKnesses Hayu Yoshvim. The mice was a little bit different. They were sitting in shul. Vishomu Koel Miachur Beis HaKnesses. And they heard a noise from the back of the Beis HaKnesses. Is Kisvurim, the Yidin inside, thought, Hayu Shebo Aleim Oivim, that the Goyim found out where they're hiding and they're coming to get them. Is Dochu Zeh Bezeh, they panicked and pushed one another. For Hogu Zeh Zeh Yoisim Imar Shehogu Behem Oivim. And by pushing and hurting and killing one another, they killed more than the Goyim killed themselves. And the Grash learns Pshabuz Horgu Zeh Zeh, Pidchikosim by pushing, Shoyusandalehem Misumorim, because their sandals had these nails sticking out. Kenoisim, Shoyusim, Bagli, Asusim, Roshemov. So the Gemara B'yaisi Shur, at that time, Omri with Chom made a Gzeir and said, Al Yeitze Odom Bisandal Hamasumor, a person is not allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing such shoes that have, wearing such sandals that have these nails sticking out from the soles. If this is the time of the Gezerah, they should even ask people from wearing a sandal amesumer in the middle of the weekday. Like it has nothing to do with the Easter Shabbos, the Stam Gezerah. They doubt that one time the Eden killed one another by pushing with their shoes. We don't want the Eden to wear these shoes. And for the Gemara, Maisa ki heavy b'Shabbos heavy. The Maisa at that time happened was on Shabbos. In fact, when the Beis HaKnesses then, they were hiding then. But since the Maisa happened on Shabbos, Chas Chomer made a gzera, like to remember that murder, that happening. And since it happened on Shabbos, they only asked us from wearing this shoe, this type of a sandal on Shabbos. For the Gemara, Biyomtev Lishtari, I Bizayan Yomtev should be Mutif. The mice happened on Shabbos, only Shabbos should be Yosef, not Yomtev. Aloma Tanan, how come we learned? Rashi Al Yetzoy Ish B'Shabbos. Therefore, the Chom made Gzeru not to go out on Shabbos, can force the Kamei. To B'Shabbos, so you mice, the main Hamur also. The Chom acid, like the mice happen. Aloma Tanan, the Mesech the Beitzo, Mishal Chet Gemara, I Bizay, why is it also on Yomtev? Aloma Tanan, what did we learn in the Mesech the Beitzo? Mishalchen Kalim B'yomtiv. You're allowed to send Kalim to your friend on Yomtiv, Bein Tfurim, Bein Shein Tfurim. Whether they're sewn up, whether not sewn up, because those Kalim are usable. Avoloi Sandal Hamasumer. But you can't send to your friend a present on Yomtiv, a Sandal Hamasumer. The sandal that has these nails sticking out. Since you're not allowed to use it on Yomtiv, it's not called the cleat that's usable. So it's called Hoytzor, Shlele Sarach, Kalal. For Loimano Shaina Tofer, who then you can't send a shoe that's not sewn. Since the shoe is not sewn, it's not usable, it's not roi for anything on Yontif. Says Rashi, Mishalchim Kalim be Yontif, Bein Tfurim, Bein Shainim Tfurim, Avaloi San La Mesumer. Alma Lav Bar Mano be Yontifu. Mashmi, you can't use this sandal that has nails inside it. Toktoni Osum Koshen Osum by Yontif. The Klal is any kli that you could have on offer from it on Yontif, Mishalchen Oisoi. You're allowed to send it to your friend on Yontif. It's not Muksen, it's called Sarach Hayim. You're allowed to send it. But here, you're not allowed to use this sandal Hamasumir, so therefore you can't send it. And for the Gemara, b'Shabbos my time the yikar kenufa. What was the reason why the Chum asked Yom HaShabbos? What's the mile of Shabbos? Because it's a Yom Kenufa. People got together then. So Rashi Ika Kenufam, Shenaisa Malacha, people don't work on Shabbos. For Nikbots and Labotik and Nesiyas, that's the day everybody gets together to come to Shul together. Labotim Midrashas. Ki Hahi Maisa Dehebi Kenufa. Just like the Maisa, what happened then, when everybody's together. Therefore they asked Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they're both the same matzah, people get together. So the Gemara Bazoi b'Yom Tov Nami Ki Kenufa, people get together on Yom Tov also. For the Gemara Bazoi, it's totally in Kenufa, Tainis Tzibur Iki Kenufa Lissasar. On a Tainis Tzibur, when there's no rain, Lamoshal, so that everybody gets together to daven to Hashem to make a Tainis, there's also a Kenufa. So why don't we ask, sir, on a Tainis, you're not allowed to wear a sandal Hamasumer? And for the Gemara, Maisa Kihevi B'Kenufa Di Yisura. The Maisa happened on a day like Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do malacha. It's called an Issa malacha. So therefore, we ask her all days like Shabbos and Yom Tov that you're not allowed to do malacha. Habahacha and Tainis Tzibur, Kenufa Deteru. This is the Kenufa. People come together that they're allowed to do malacha today. Therefore, this day is not doima to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, they did not ask her on Yom on Tainis wearing a sandal hamasuma. Trashi di Yisur means Vasiyas malacha. So the Mar Navi Afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Or even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva di Omar, he says, Nogei to another Maisa that happened there, because of that Maisa, Chachomim asked something. But he holds, they only asked Mamish came that Maisa, exactly what happened. We'll soon see exactly that Nohar. So who are the Kasher here also, if they should only ask exactly Shabbos and not Yom Tov? So tomorrow, the Omar, Loyosu Ela Biyardin, he holds, they only made the Gzera punct exactly how it happened then. Only in the Yarden, Uvis Svina, and in the ship, will Kamaisa show you the exact way the Maisa took place there. So here also, they should only ask the Shabbos the exact type of time when the Maisa happened. And the Gemara Hani Mili Yarden. Why does he say they only ask the Yarden, the Shani Mishan Horus? Because the Yarden is different than all other rivers. So they only asked this type of a Yarden. Avu Yom Tov Shabbos, Mashenkin, once Chachom asked on Shabbos, not to wear a sandal on the summer, it's Mistarva they also asked Yom Tov also. Ki Adodi Ninu, because Shabbos and Yom Tov is always exactly alike. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Ben Yom Tov L'Shabbos, there's no difference between the Melachis of Shabbos and Melachis of Yom Tov, Elo Eichel Nefesh Bavad. Just that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to cook and do Melachis, which is Tarech Eichel Nefesh. But Achutz from that, Yom Tov also has Yisurim. Therefore, when they asked us not to wear a sandal on the summer, they also asked not to wear it on Yom Tov. So Rashi, the Afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the Perek Chayma Bakodesh, Gabi Noisa Mechatis, was a Maisa by carrying the Mechatis, that's by the Paraduma, after you make the Sereifa of the Paraduma and you want to use the Mayim to Matai with the Mechatis, the Efechatis, the Yarden Uvisvina. They carried it over the Yarden in the Svin in the ship. Shenimtso Kezayis Menames, Tochiba Kakoyis Shosvina. On the floor of this Svina, they found it was a Kezayis Menames, Vnitmo, and that was Metama, the Mechatis. So they couldn't use the Mechatis, no Mechatis became Tommy. Hukamri Rabbonim, the Rabbonim made a Gzeira at that time, the Gozru, Shloyavir Odom Mechatis Pesvina. Nobody is allowed to take the Mechatis and travel with it in a Svina. For Loyal Gesher, not on a Gesher, not over a bridge. For Lo Yosita Maplei Hamayim, don't float them over the water. Echod Yarden V'Echod Shan Horus. That's the Tanakama. The Chacham made the Gzeira on all the Horus, all type of rivers. Because of that one Maisa, the Yasid, all rivers. O Polig Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina dings it over there. For Yomer, and he says, Le'osrael V'Yarden. Chacham only asked him not traveling with the Mechatis over the Yarden, Uvisvina, and in the ship of Davka. For Loi Gesha, they did not ask him taking it over a bridge. Rishan Horus. They did not ask you going over different Horus. Why? The Gzeira Shagozru Mach Mismoira. Because any time the Racham and make a Gzeira because something once happened, Ein Lem Ligzer Elemein Hamoira. That's the Klal. They only have a right, or the only author, Kein Hamoira. So, the Kashar is, here also, they should only ask a Shabbos, not Yom Tov. that the Eretz is the Shani Mishan Horus, the Reiche by Boimik, that the Yarden is looks different than other Horus. It's not so wide, it's much deeper. So therefore, it passed to make Xerah only on the Yarden, no other Horus. Mashen can hear Shabbos and Yom Tov, since they look alike, they both have a Kenufa, and people get together on Shabbos and Yom Tov because they don't do the regular work. Therefore, when Chazal asked it on Shabbos, who would then they asked it on Yom Tov? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Loishonu Ela Lechazik. I'll tell you, when the Chacham asked that we're not allowed to wear the sandal hamasuma, the sandal that has nails, only if the nails are there to make the shoe, to make the sandal stronger. Because that's what the Meister at that time, they wore these sandals with nails because it was a stronger sandal then. If the reason why you have the nails sticking out of your sandals is to make the sandal look nice, that's mutter, because that's not the mutter of the Meister. So Drashel Lechazlik, Shemes Mereisov, Nasu Lechazlik, that the nails inside your sandals are there to make them tight. Ha'ekev, to make the heel tight. Shekirin Shula, Im Ha'apanta, Shekirin Iflam. But if the nails are only there to make it look nice, mutter, then you're allowed to wear the shoe, even on Shabbos. Chachom only asked Cain the same type of a shoe, the same purpose as they wore it then. V'hanu l'chazik hoyu. And over that time, the reason why they wore these sandals with nails was a stronger sandal. Kistam mismorim the sandal. Like usually, what do you have nails inside to make it stronger? So that's Mustava why they were it then, so they only asked it Kainza. So more of a Kamal Lunoi, how many nails is still called only Lunoi that it's Mutter? We have Yechna Noma Chomish, Bezer, Vechomish Bezer. You could have five on one shoe and five on the other shoe. That's still called Lunoi. The Mashma, if you have more than five nails, then it's called the Chazik, then it's awesome. Rabbi Chanina Oimar, he says, Sheva Bezer, Sheva Bezer. You could have seven on this shoe and seven on that shoe. And more than that is also according to Rabbi Chanina. Omale Rabbi Yechanan le Rav Shomron Bar Abba. Asavru lecho abimazbil you. According to me, he said, Rabbi Yechanan says five. What does five mean? How do they look to five nails? Shtayim mikan, two at the tip of the shoe. Ushtayim mikan and two at the heel of the sandal. The achas v'tas Yosef and one nail sticking out of the straps. So Rashi Shtayim Mikan, Litzad Chitzon, on the outside, Echod Beroshoi, one at the top, Litzad Hetzbois, where your fingers are, where your toenails are, the Echod Litzad Akevai, and one at the side of your heel, Ushtayim Mikan, and two are on the other side, Litzad Pinim, on the inside, La'avor Ben Haraglayim, to go in between the feet. That means the your sandals, there's the outside facing the outside of the goof, and the inside means the inside of your two feet, where they both touch one another. So two nails were on the outer side of the shoe, and two nails were on the inner side. And the fifth one, that was between in the straps itself. And who are the Rebbe Chanina that says seven is mutter, gimel mikan, three on the outer side of the sandal, the gimel mikan, three on the inner side of the sandal, the yachas patas Yosef, and one nail could be sticking out of the straps. Shred the Gemara Meisve, now the kash from this. Now we're saying now Lenoi, how much is still called Lenoi and Machloikis? Rebbe Yechanan says five, and Rebbe Chanina says seven. Meisvei, sandal hanoite. If you have a sandal that's like slanty a little bit, it's slanty, hanoite. Oysa loy sheva. You let him make seven nails in it and it's still called lenoi, it wouldn't be osa. Divir Rabbi Nosson. I say out Rabbi Nosson, a ton of Rabbi Nosson. For Rabbi Mate b'yudimul. And Rabbi is even Mate to have 13 nails sticking out. So tomorrow, Bishlem the Rabbi Chanina, according to Rabbi Chanina, it's not so shver. Who the Yomak Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Chanina that said seven nails are mutter, he goes aliba the Rabbi Nosson that says seven nails are still considered lenoi, and that's why it's mutter. Ela Rabbi Yechanan, diyama kaman. Who does Rabbi Yechanan go like? Rabbi Yechanan says only five is mutter, more than five is awesome. And here we have two man the arm, and one says seven is good, and one says 13 is good. But everybody is masking that more than five, six is ikha good. And the Gemara Rabbi Yechanan, who diyama kareb no roi. You have to say Rabbi Yechanan goes like Rabbi Nuroi. The Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Nuroi says, Hey Mutter, Enechrami, only five nails are Mutter. That's still called Lenoi. Visheva Osa, Mashenkin, once you do more than five, you do seven, it's automatically Osa. So Rabbi Yechanan goes Aliba to Rabbi Nuroi. So Drashi, Sandal Hanoita, She'tachton shaloi ein yishava. It's the bottom part of the sandal is not straight. She'av mitzad zeh, on one side is thicker. V'dak mitzad zeh, on the other side is thinner. So therefore, it's on a slant. U'kishedoris, and when you step, noita litzad habdak, you are noita, you tilt more to the dak, to the thin side. The tzarach lagbia, and you have to pick up the thin side of the shoe. Sheishov litzach knegdoi, because you don't want to walk slanty. So you have to put something on the dark side to make it be picked up. So the Gemara, O Malay Eifo, L'Rabbo Bar Bachono, Eifo told, said to Rabbi Bar Bachono, Osun Talmidei Rabbi Yechanan, you are the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. You should do like Rabbi Yechanan, so what, only five is mutter, and more than five is osa. So Rashi Eifa, it's a shame chochem, ubenoi sherebi rach, the bump is heavy. Obanani said, never Rabbi Chanina. We look who we should do like Rabbi Chanina. So the Gemara boi minei, that what like Chanina, that even seven is mutter. So the Gemara boi minei, Rafunim Rabashi. Rafuna asked Ravashi, Chomesh Mahu. What's the loch of walking out on Shabbos with a sandal that has five nails sticking out? What's the loch of five? Amalei, so he answered, Daka, filu zayin muta. So he also Rabbi Chanina, that even seven is muta. Tes mai, what will be the loch if you have nine nails sticking out? Amalei, afilu chesos. Right?